Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John. In John's gospel, Jesus' ministry begins with the call of the disciples, who then bring others to Jesus. Philip's friend Nathanael moves from skepticism to faith when he accepts the invitation to come and see. The Holy Gospel according to John chapter 1, beginning with verse 43. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. Now, you are not going to find this in the midst of any commentary or anything else on Bibles and on the stories in the Gospel of John, but I've got a hunch that if Nathanael ever showed up in North Dakota, he would not be a big fan. Right? I think he'd look down his nose at us. He would scoff at us. And the truth is, you've all got your stories, I bet, of people who say to you, "You're from where? Do people actually live there?" Especially on cold days like this. And my response is really simple. We don't have cockroaches. And I think today is really going to take care of that. I mean, can you see the end of the earth from that place? They scoff at us. They make fun of us. Just like Nathanael scoffed at Jesus. Looking down his nose at Jesus because Jesus came from that hick town of Nazareth. And what I love in the story is the invitation from Philip. Philip doesn't argue. Philip doesn't justify. Philip doesn't do anything but provide three simple words. Come and see. Come and see. So you have been bold enough to come out this day and to gather together to hear song and to engage in scripture and to hear word and to be together. And in the midst of it, I want to invite you to come and see. You've joined us on live stream, deciding to stay in your pajamas and have your cup of coffee in hand. And I invite you to come and see. And it's just fine that you chose to stay home today. It is brutally cold out there. But it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Whatever it is. If you are living in a time when there is great joy and laughter in your life and in the midst of your family, where all is going well and it is sunshine and roses, thanks be to God. Come and see this one who wants to provide abundant life. And if you are living in a time when there are all sorts of questions in your life, maybe you are grieving, maybe you are wrestling with illness, maybe you are wrestling with your own or family members' mental health issues or addiction issues or some other health diagnosis, come and see this one who gives life and heals and walks with us and loves us. No matter what is going on in your world, understand that this gift of grace given to us by the Christ, the risen one, is for you. Come and see. We gather together on a Sunday morning, hoping that something happens in the midst of our time together, that maybe in the midst of the words spoken, there would be hope, or there would be promise, or there would be comfort. There would be something that we could take away from this day, that we could chew on in our minds the rest of the week to help us in the midst of our journey. And if it's not the word, maybe it's the music. From gifted musicians and singers and the words that are written in hymnals that we get to listen to, that float through the air into our ears and make their ways to our hearts, shaping us and giving us a word of promise or comfort or possibility. Or maybe it's the gathering around the sacraments. What happens here at this altar in the midst of bread and wine, or at that font in the midst of water, although we're not celebrating the sacraments today, we carry them with us at all times. This word held fully in these very ordinary things, bread and wine and water, and yet through the Holy Spirit they become promised to us. Given for you, my beloved ones. I care for you, my beloved ones. Come and see these things that you might be sustained for this day and the days ahead for the journey through this one whose love and grace and mercy is meant for you. So we're reading today from the Gospel of John, this invitation to come and see. And as I was thinking about it, one of the things that I was thinking is that you have the ability to open up that book of the Bible and come and see what Jesus is up to. We don't get a deep, fleshed-out version of what Philip has seen. He has seen something that made him go to Nathanael and say, "Come and see." But maybe if we dug into the book of John, we would see some of the stories that would help us understand what caught Philip's attention. Now remember, the Gospel of John is different than the other Gospels, than Matthew, Mark, or Luke. It's much more poetic. And it carries stories in the Gospel of John that are not found in the other three Gospels. But if you open up that book, you will come and see Jesus meeting a woman at a well in the heat of the day. It's a strange encounter. It's strange, first of all, because this man and woman who don't know each other and are not related talk to each other. In Jesus' culture, in the woman's culture, that would be unheard of. It shouldn't have happened. The other things that's strange in the midst of this is the fact that the woman has come out in the heat of the day. It might be a sign that she has been ostracized by her community, set outside it. Because normally the women would gather together early in the morning when it's not very hot, and they would all go together to the well. It would be a time for them to share the news of what's going on in their family, in their community. It would be their social gathering time together. But she's going by herself in the heat of the day. Something's going on. And maybe we figure that out as we read in the story. In the midst of their conversation, Jesus says to her, "You've had a number of husbands. And the one that you're living with right now, he's not your husband anyway." And then he offers her living water. Doesn't condemn her, doesn't judge her, doesn't criticize her. What he does is he offers her living water.
And she runs back to the community, which has probably ostracized her, and she says to them, "Come and see one who knows all about me and yet has offered living water." If you continue to read in John, you will come to see Jesus encountering a man who for 38 years has been paralyzed. Every day he goes to this spot near a gate in the city wall at Jerusalem where there is a pool. Tradition has it that every once in a while the waters in that pool would become troubled. In my mind, that means that they begin to ripple, they begin to roll, maybe boil a little bit. And tradition has it that whoever gets into that water first is healed. 38 years he's been coming. 38 years and he hasn't been healed. Jesus encounters him and says to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The man responds, "I don't have anybody to take me to the water." So other people get there before him. He doesn't get his healing. Come and see, because sometimes in these stories, what we see is Jesus challenges our assumptions and calls us into things that we don't think could happen. He looks at the man in the midst of this condition, 38 years paralyzed, and he says to him, "Get up, take your mat, and walk." And he does. Continue to read in John and you will come and see Jesus encountering a woman that the text says has been caught in the act of adultery. The community is gathered together, rocks in hand, to do what the law says is justifiable. They're going to stone her. Jesus looks around and says to them, "Go ahead. Whichever one of you is without sin, go right ahead. Be the first one to throw a stone." And I imagine sheer silence. And all of a sudden, some rocks dropping. And pretty soon, the crowd dissipates. And Jesus is left with the woman. "Go and sin no more." Not words of judgment, not words of criticism, just a challenge to go and sin no more. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if we come and see into the stories in the Gospel of John, we will encounter a Jesus who is there to be the bread of the world, the good shepherd, the vine. We encounter one who brings life and wholeness and health. And when we grab hold of that, just as Philip did, where we see that the message is for us, setting us free, forgiving us, well, then we can turn around and do exactly what Philip did to others. Invite them to come and see. Don't need to justify. Don't need to take the burden on our shoulders. Just an invitation to come and see this living Christ who gives us hope and healing and promise and new life. Thanks be to God. Amen.